for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, September the 30th, 2018. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service teaching on So Why Freedom? This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, I repent. That's right, sister. I hate it. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Be not weary in well-doing. Sometimes I'm praying for people that are not doing well, and I say, Lord, let them grow weary in doing bad. Just let them get tired of it. Amen? Four things to believe. The gospel. God's existence. Hebrews 11:6, one of the great scripture. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. A man must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Believe on Jesus Christ. How about one thing not to believe? It says, believe not every spirit. We're to test the spirits. Wherever you go, no matter who's preaching, no matter who's teaching, read the Word of God. Know the Word of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, sometimes people telling you the truth don't bother you. That's not your test. Sometimes you're getting your toes stepped on, you want to get up and run. Sometimes, maybe some of you had the biggest fight you could ever have to get here. With every demons raising Cain was in you, trying to do everything they could to stop you from getting here. Because they don't want you getting delivered. But you got to test things by the Word of God. You test by the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. Two classes to bless. Those that curse you and your persecutors. You'll know you're beginning to walk with God when you can pray for those that despitefully use you and bless your enemies. Okay? Doesn't mean you're emotionally going to do it, but you're going to be obedient. And you know what? It takes the power of the devil away. Jesus gave you a key to the kingdom right there. If somebody's cursing me, I can bless them. I'll break their curses if they're saying ugly words, but I'm going to say, Father, bless them, save them, heal them, show them your goodness like you have me. Amen? They're disarmed then. The enemy is disarmed. Three things to cast out and away. The beam out of your own eyes. How many ever had a beam in your eyes? Let's just pull them out and get those beams out of our eyes, Lord. All that judgment, all that unholy judgment.
And I say that's the root of floaters.
So, Sister saying there's floaters in people's eyes.
And
when people, we've seen it, when people start repenting for who they've judged and the judgment, floaters go bingo, bingo, bingo. They'll go away. So if you got floaters, try repenting and forgiving. You got to cast out devils. And you're going to cast all your cares on God. I want to share with you. So my dad was a worrier. He was an alcoholic. And he said he was drinking because he was worried. So, you know, you can pick a worry because he was an alcoholic. So there were, I love my dad. I can thank God that my dad told me he loved me. I didn't have full abandonment of my father like many have. But he did abandon me in place with his drinking. And I didn't have a hatred in my heart for him. But it's early on in my walk, I went to a ministry. They said, we need to forgive your fathers. The whole place was lined up where people want to forgive their fathers. And the Holy Spirit said, you need to get up there and forgive yours. So I did. And God began a healing for me. But Dad said that he worried was why he drank. So in the flesh, I made a decision. I wasn't going to ever worry about nothing. But when you don't worry about nothing in the flesh, you get to a place you don't care about nothing. See? Not worrying and not caring are two different things. Okay? Because I need to care about people. I need to care about situations. So I never worried. I'm not one that things ran in my mind for any amount of time. Until I got saved, and then I had to learn how to run that thing out. I'll tell you. So then I had a business. We went, about the time we got saved, we had a $7 million a year, and we ended up $1.5 million in debt. And the seeds of the past had come back, and we didn't get a complete crop failure, but God saved that company. But we would need to have $70,000 in and have 10 in the bank and have to pay deadline payroll and all that. We had the checks out there, and they just came. And God taught us how to pray and believe. And we went from 56 employees down to 3 of us. And we went from $7 million in revenue down to about $1.8 million, which seems like a lot of money. But all those bills were going out. But God rescued us, and He taught us. But I remember going into work one day, and I read that scripture that said, cast all your cares upon God. 1 Peter 5:7, it literally says, cast your cares on Jesus because He first cared for you. And I'm sitting at my desk, not a word. Okay? And I went, okay, Father, I just give you all this. I give this to Jesus. I rolled it on to Jesus. And I felt stuff lift off me. A physical change that was also spiritual. Listen, I felt it. So even though I wasn't one of these warriors, and I'm talking about the hamster in your head running in a cage with thought, wearing you out. And about the time you stop, the devil just spins it again. And you're... Okay? You got to react to that. You have to react to that. If you're that person, you need to learn to react to that. Say, shut up, devil, and learn what God says about your situation and speak that out. Out into the atmosphere. But when I did, I felt... Listen, so roll in those cares. So I'm telling you, if you got cares, you got burdens, you got stuff pressuring you, if you'll get it out of your mouth and onto the Lord, things will change. And what you'll get is an exchange. You've exchanged fear for Him and His faith. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in your life. 3 things to continue in. Love, prayer, truth. 2 things to covet. The best gifts and to prophesy. 6 things to lay aside. Wickedness, malice, all guile, all hypocrisy, all envies, all evil speaking. Are we speaking evil of people? Or are we praying for them? Doesn't mean we don't see right and wrong. We need to see right and wrong. But we need to be intercessors. 10 do's. Do good to them that hate you. Do to others what you expect of them. Do violence to no man. Do good. Do this and live. Do all to God's glory. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. If you're complaining, you're sinning. I'm just telling you. If you're complaining, you're sinning. Your real complaint's against God. Thank Him for where you're at. There are people that want a new job. You want a new job. But you're condemning your boss. There are others, it might not be anybody in this room, but it may be. Maybe somebody will hear this later. But you're condemning your boss. You're complaining about the people. You're not praying for them. And when people come to me about that, well, they're not being fair to me. Are you praying for them? Because if you're born again and you're not praying for them, you have nothing to complain about at all. And even if they're persecuting you, God said bless them. So what would happen if you just started blessing them? Father, I just thank you. I just bind the enemy, man's soul, this woman's soul. I bind them in Jesus' name. I ask you to bless them. I ask you to draw them close to you, Lord. I ask you to pour your spirit into them and show them your glory. What would happen? They may change, but you'd be set free. And then God may give you another job somewhere. Or you may see them totally change. How awesome would that be? Paul said, do those things which were seen and heard in me. Do your own business. Stay out of other people. do the work of an evangelist. Let no corrupt conversation come from your mouth. Listen, I used to know every dirty joke you could imagine. But a glorious thing happened. I have the mind of Christ now. I don't know him anymore. Thank you, Father. Let bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, and malice be put away. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Let wives be subject to their husbands. Let husbands love their wives. Let the wives reverence their husbands. Let your conversation be becoming of the gospel. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Let each esteem others better than himself. Let servants honor masters. We don't have servants and masters here anymore, but we have bosses and employees. You've got to have authority. If you don't have authority, listen. Let masters respect servants. They all have the same creator. If you didn't have authority, you'd have anarchy. Strongest man wins. God placed authority to keep man in check and keep him from destroying everything. And nobody's anything would be safe. We have to have godly authority. And you got a place where there is none, you get destruction, you get death. I had a guy, he's about to graduate from a place, and he walked into a friend of mine's church. And I was in that church in our hometown where we live. And as he walked in, I could tell he was pretty demonized and manifested. And so the whole body was there, and I said, "You want to take a walk with me?" And he did. And we walked down the street, and I began to minister to him, and I began to call the demons out. Well, it turned out we were on a house corner right there. In the house, we were at a Mexican restaurant in the parking lot, and here's the house, and he says, "Up there is where I got molested." Right there at that house. And I ministered to him and cast out demons, and we did what we needed to do and prayed for his healing, and he forgave, and we cut all ties to all that mess. And then that man, I told him, I said, "You need to find," and he'd been off into witchcraft, he'd been off into drugs, he'd been off into all that mess. And I said, "You need to go to a place, you don't have any kids, you don't have a wife, you need to go someplace and submit. Submit for a year. Just submit. It doesn't matter whether they're right, whether they're wrong, whether it's fair, whether it's just go submit and do nothing. But get God's Word put in you and go." And so he went to a place that we know in Texas, and he's been submitting. And he is a free man today, getting freer all the time. Amen. But the single most important thing he could do for himself was just quit being in rebellion. Quit being in rebellion. You know that rebellion is a habit? See, we can get free. Listen to me. We get the demons out. We repent. No freedom without repentance, men, women. Listen to me. None. You don't repent, you're not getting free. So we got to come into agreement with God, right? Then we're going to renounce those works. We're going to cast those demons out. Then you got to walk out of life for crucifying the flesh. But if you choose rebellion, you'll never be free. If all authority, if any time somebody authority tells you something, you recoil at it, you've got rejection, you have authority, a rejection of authority, you have a fear of authority, you're not whole in your heart, and you need healing. Because that doesn't mean that everything is right. All right? You can get to a place, listen to me, you can get to a place where you're able to walk with God to know what you don't submit to. You hear me? But like for that man, he'd been in such rebellion, he just needed to go submit to everything for a season. Till he got in the habit of being obedient to authority. Amen? If you want freedom. There are 7 abstains. 7 things to avoid. 3 ask. 2 things awake to. 74 be's. 30 be nots. 14 bewares. 4 things to believe. 1 thing not to believe. 2 classes to bless. 3 things to cast away. 2 classes to comfort. 6 classes to honor. 5 things to charge. 5 things to consider. 3 things to continue in. 2 things to covet. 1 thing not to cast away. 2 things to endure. Whom to fear. 4 things to flee from. 10 do nots. 10 do's. 7 things about given. 100 less. 8, let us not. 2 things not to love, 10 things to follow, 6 things to lay aside, 5 things to feed, 7 halves, 12 let us not, 3 ways to live, 3 ways to love, 3 things not to fear, 7 things to keep, 5 goes, 14 holds, 42 lets us, 4 commands to love, and 1 person to pray to. 3 things to pray for, 2 ways not to pray, 3 ways to pray, 4 things to prove, 2 commands to rejoice, 8 put away, 6 put off, 12 put on, 1 class not to rebuke, 3 things to rebuke, 2 things to rebuke, 4 things to rejoice in, or 2 ways to rebuke, 4 things to rejoice in, 5 things to remember, 4 things to speak, 1 command to stand fast, 3 things to stand fast with, 5 things to stand in, 8 things to think on, 1 way to think, 5 commands to submit, and 12 takes.
Amen.
Listen, you can't do any of it without God. But when you read His Word, when you walk with the Holy Spirit, it becomes just part of what you do. You're just going to do those things. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. How many knew we had 1,050 commandments? No one could keep the law. God knows this. In the day the law was given, God provided a sacrifice to cover for all in the covenant with Him. Blood of bulls and lambs and birds and a goat to transfer the sin of a nation. Aren't you glad the blood of Jesus actually washes us clean? Under salvation with a change in ownership upon first belief and the new birth. Say, I belong to Jesus. Then a continual cleansing for this earthly life if we will walk in the Spirit with the Lord. If we live a repentant lifestyle and quickly forgive, His blood keeps us in fellowship with God. Fellowship means two people in a boat rowing in the same direction. If God's rowing one way and you're rowing the other one, your boat is spinning, not His. Just because you're born again doesn't mean your lives are in agreement with God. If you choose a different path, God will quit rowing and lead you to rowing circles. The kingdom of God is entered into with free will. God will never override our free will. We can do it our way unto death or His way unto life. Again, I know the Lord is saying unto us today, choose life. We need to understand the commandments of God are not a means of control. I said it earlier, He's not a control freak. Our Father in His mercy created the law so there'd be written proof of right and wrong so that men could learn what they could do and not do in order to be blessed and not cursed. Who wants to be blessed? I remember a preacher early on in my walk with the Lord, and the man said, you know, I've kind of gotten my life where I'd rather live it. I love a miracle. Love a miracle. We love miracles. But I'd rather walk in the blessings of God than create the need of a miracle to get me out of trouble. Amen? So a curse is a prayer or invocation for harm or injury to come upon one. Something that is cursed or accursed. It is evil or misfortune that comes as if in response to the imprecation or as retribution. How many here want to be blessed? I'm going to ask you something. There's 7 billion people or so on the earth. How many do you think are born again? How many born again people are really pursuing God? How many have understanding of spiritual warfare? It's getting narrow, isn't it? Okay? Maybe you came here and you don't have that. But you can get it. God teach you. He's the greatest teacher. There are teachers here. Deliverance is getting delivered when you have an issue, a holdup, a bondage, a stronghold. It's getting rid of the demons. It's breaking the strongholds down, which are lies that you believe, with the truth of God. Spiritual warfare is how you maintain it, how you intercede. Pray to God, supplicating, petitioning, call on His name. Because you speak against the enemy in the name of Jesus, in authority. Devil, you don't have a part of me. Amen? We're to pray to God. We're to live holy unto the Lord. When we do this, we're in a position to speak against the devil and his works in Jesus' name. Listen to Isaiah 60:2. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but Jehovah will arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. We live in a dark world. How many want His glory to be seen upon us? Isaiah 5:20, going on to describe where we live. Woe unto those that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light, light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. 2 Timothy 3:1 through 5. But know this, in the last days grievous times shall come, for men shall be. Listen, if this is you, in any of these areas, as I'm speaking it, repent. Just repent. We're going to pray it here in a minute. Just repent. Lovers of self. Lovers of money. Boastful. Haughty. Railers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. Implacable. Slanderers. Without self-control, fierce, no lovers of good, traitors, headstrong, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of godliness but having denied the power thereof, from these also turn away. Everybody say, I repent. If you want to say it. Okay, I'm not making you say it, but if I say it and you say it, you're agreeing. Okay? If I say it and you say it, you're agreeing. I'm going to lead you in prayer in a little bit. If you say those prayers with me, then you're in agreement. Okay? Because we can't go anywhere without agreement. I'm not. It's your choice. It's God's choice. But we have to be in agreement to get anything done together. Okay? We have a problem. Sin is in the world. We have the solution. It's Jesus. We're grateful to God and we want to be obedient with what seems like impossible standards. The answer is and will always be Jesus. Jesus. God is not saying to us, you do this and you do that. As a matter of fact, Jesus said we can do nothing without Him. God is saying to us, I am with you and we will do it together. Let's take a look at what He promises for us. Just a few. According to one person's count, there are 3,573 promises in the Bible. How about, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Psalm 50:15. How about Ezekiel 36:26-37. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. What a promise. Do you want to do things His way? Everybody who will say, Lord, thank you for removing the stony heart and giving me a heart of flesh that I can walk with you in your ways. In Jesus' name. John 8:36, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Psalm 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear Him and delivers them. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 91:14-15, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. And I will honor him. This is God talking to you. To me. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. There are a lot of people that just quote the second half of that. Resist the devil and he's going to flee. Listen to me. If you don't submit, obey to God, and you resist the devil, you'll be as the seven sons of Sceva. You're going to get your tail whipped. And you might be made naked and kicked out in the street. Because if you're not obedient, you have no authority over demons. None. And then submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he will flee. If all you do is submit, which you're supposed to, and you do that out of a loving heart, and you don't resist the devil, that passivity will kill. The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. Do you hear me? And if you're passive and you just let him have his way, you have no resistance. He's going to take advantage of you. You've got to obey God and resist. The righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Psalm 34:17. Say, thank you, Lord, for delivering me. 2 Timothy 1:7. Everybody say this with me. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Thank you, Father. Freedom comes when truth comes in and lies leave. Lies create strongholds, which are thought processes contrary to God's word. They can influence our actions even when we don't daily dwell on the lie. Examples can be, now listen to me, if you've got this stronghold, let's tear them down today. I'm worthless. I'm stupid. I'm fill in the blank. If that's you, if that's how you feel, maybe somebody spoke words to you and said, you are. And they spoke lies. God says you're the apple of His eye. You're the pearl of great price that Jesus paid for. That's the truth. 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting out and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You've got to take, listen to me. I'm just going to tell you this. If you heard nothing I've told you tonight, you hear this and you'll be on your way. Your battlefield's in your mind. It's in the mind. And you go on and take and you pair that, which is casting out those vain imaginations. The things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. So things that are lies, that are contrary to what God says. But in Ephesians 6, we have the full armor of God. And we got the shield of faith. And we got the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Jesus showed us how to use that in His temptation in the wilderness. And the devil came and tempted Him and said, bye, 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 bye. And Jesus said, I rebuke you, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan, because it is written. So He responded to the lie with the truth. So, in essence, every lie that's contrary to what God says you are, who God says you are, everyone, and every temptation that's unholy, be it sexual, be it anger, whatever it be, if you'll respond by saying, no, devil, I rebuke you, devil, that's not me, devil. And that's the shield of faith coming up saying, I reject that lie. Some of you hate yourself. In a room like this, I can say that. I know. There's self-hatred. What? Straight from hell. Grinning with the devil. How can I hate me if He paid such a great price for me? Why would I reject His love that way? So, but you've been being worked all your life. And when you find yourself being worked, you need to respond. And when you respond and you say no, then you're going to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God that is the truth. No, devil, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. No, devil, maybe He's working your finances. No, devil, the Lord supplies all my needs according to Christ's riches in His glory. You've got to respond to gain victory. And pretty soon that becomes a lifestyle. And right now you might have to respond every 10 minutes, every hour. But then it can become every 3 hours, every day, every week, once a month, because you start dominating the enemy instead of him dominating you. Amen. Freedom comes when we repent with our mouths for the sins that gave legal access to the enemy. Freedom comes when we come out of agreement with the enemy and his ways and into agreement with God's Word. Freedom comes when I believe in my heart and declare with my mouth that I agree with God. And I refuse to agree with and verbally tell the enemy he has no part of me. Freedom comes when we break the legal rights of the enemy to have his way of our lives. Jesus came to give us a life more abundant. He died and broke the curse for us. All who hang on the tree are cursed. He did it. He did it. He appropriated it. He made it possible for us to walk in freedom. Freedom comes when we break the power of connections to people in our life that were formed from dysfunctional relationships that include abuse and control, sexual sin, voluntary or not. Freedom comes when we forgive God If you're mad at him, he's the only help you're ever going to get. He's the answer, and he didn't do it. Oh, he might have allowed it, and if you're in unforgiveness, he could have sent tormentors. But it was your stubbornness, your rebellion, my stubbornness that caused the problem, not him. He wants to fix us. If he wanted to smash us, we wouldn't even be here. We got to forgive ourselves, and we need to forgive others. Freedom comes when we're quick to repent and quick to forgive. Freedom comes when we make daily choices to be holy by the grace of God. Freedom comes when our words bring life and agree with God, not the devil. Freedom really blossoms when we help others. Free people get free people, get people free. Hurting people hurt people. Choose freedom. The world needs you. A hurting and wounded church needs you. Let's pray. Who wants to be free? Let me pray a minute first. Father, I just thank you. I bind the strong man assigned against everybody here in the name of Jesus. I bind every mind-blinding spirit, deaf, dumb spirit, spirit of Antichrist, deliverance blockers, hindrances. I bind fear. Fear of man, fear of the enemy. I thank you, Father, that your warriors come and strip all demonic armor, demonic protective devices in the name of Jesus. Break the curses and the indirect curses in the name of Jesus. We break the word curses in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for granting godly sorrow that needs to lead to repentance where needed in the name of Jesus. And I do thank you, Lord, that your word is true and who the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I apply the blood of Jesus.
I apply the blood of Jesus.
To me.
To me.
In this time.
In this time.
And place.
In place.
I submit.
I submit.
To the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
For my freedom.
For my freedom.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To send ministering angels.
To send ministering angels.
To help in this deliverance.
Help in this deliverance.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All demonic activity
is bound.
I thank you, Jesus, that
in your name
you have given me authority.
Your blood
covers me.
Being in agreement with you
gives me
the binding
and loosing ability
with the keys of the kingdom.
And I praise you
that
your love
is your banner over me.
I do bind the strong man
over my life
in Jesus' name.
The one assigned against me
and
my bloodline.
And if you're married, my spouse's bloodline.
I believe
that Jesus
is the Son of God.
He's come in the flesh.
He's
born of a virgin.
He
lived a sinless life.
He
died for me on Calvary.
He
was buried.
3 days later,
he arose
victorious
over death,
the hell,
and the grave.
Jesus
took the keys.
He
proved himself
alive
with many
infallible proofs.
He ascended into heaven.
He
was crowned
and seated
at the right hand of God the Father.
He
sent his Holy Spirit
into the world.
I have trusted him
as my Savior.
And I now confess him
as
Savior
and
Lord.
My body
is the temple
of the Holy Spirit.
The devil has no right
to
a place in me.
And
no power over me.
I am
a new creation
in
Christ Jesus.
Made
righteous
with
the righteousness of
Jesus.
I am standing
before
the throne of God
in
the righteousness of Jesus. I now take a stand against every lie the devil has told me. I refuse every lie that he would tell me now. I take back every piece of ground I've ever given him. I break every contract me or my ancestors have made with him. Every covenant. Every blood covenant. Every agreement. Every verbal agreement. Every written agreement. In Jesus' name. I break the power. All unholy. Dedications. And baptisms. In Jesus' name. I come against every stronghold that he has constructed in my life. Believing. My weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down the stronghold. I cast out all vain imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I believe the Bible has shown me the will of God. I believe it is the will of God for my life. And I claim it in Jesus' name. I claim my freedom. I receive it. And I thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to be free of the iniquity of my past, of my personal life, and that of my forefathers. I know that all of my sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. I give you glory for it.
I also know
that there are experiences
in my past
that have had a profound
effect on all my emotions.
My mind and my will.
The enemy has used these
to oppress me and keep me from changing.
I want to deal with these,
especially those that came in through perversity, fault, iniquity of my fathers that have hindered my liberty,
hindered my freedom
in the Lord Jesus Christ. As you show them to me, I will confess them as sin unto you.
I now confess
the sins of my fathers, known
and unknown.
I accept the forgiveness.
You are faithful
and just
to forgive my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Thank you, Father,
for forgiveness
and cleansing.
I renounce these sins
and break
and loose myself
from the consequences
and the curses.
I break all curses
of the sins of my fathers
in the name of Jesus. Now say, Father, as I close my eyes, I'm asking you to show me specific things I need to repent for. Now as he shows you, both for you and your family, and we're going to go into a little depth, but what he shows you now, under your breath, just start speaking them out. Lord, I repent for. And just start saying it. And let him reveal. Say, Lord, search my heart and show me the iniquity. Give me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. And let's go here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all those broken contracts,
all the
agreement broken. I break all the vows, all the oaths that have been unholy. Every agreement made with Satan, Lucifer, fallen angels, and demons,
broken,
replaced with the new covenant
in
Christ Jesus.
I thank you, Lord,
for godly sorrow that leads to repentance. I now repent for and break the curse of idolatry. In Jesus' name. I repent for worshiping false gods, making a God in my own image, my own thoughts, my own ways that's contrary to your word. I repent for all my ancestors that worship demons. Father, I repent for making idols out of other human beings, out of my work, out of any ministry, out of the things I do, out of my family members. I repent for giving people power over me and doing things that they would want me to do that are contrary to your word. I repent for my anger and making idols, making an idol out of my own opinion. I repent for self-idolatry. And now in the name of Jesus, I do also repent for all sacrifices, human and animal, all unholy sacrifices in my bloodline, all drinking of blood in the name of Jesus, all cannibalism in my bloodline, both physical and spiritual, for all of, for me and my ancestors that have consumed other human beings with words. I break these curses. And now I command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Don't touch your neighbor, if you will. You let them be free to let God deal with them. Take a deep breath. You may cough. You may yawn. You may sneeze. You may burp. Just don't stop it. Come out. Come out. Come out. Try to let your hands go and your arms go and don't cross your legs. Just be there to get delivered. Let God be God. Don't hold these things in. Don't close off. Don't close off. Just be open to be delivered. Now come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. All that idolatry in the name of Jesus. Every false god that from every culture in the name of Jesus. All the Germanic gods, I command you to come out. Odin, Thor, Wotan, in the name of Jesus. Go, the Valkyries, I break your power. Come out of God's people now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All the Celtic gods, now come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. All the Yorubas, in the name of Jesus. All the Loas, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Yorubas, that from Rapakosh. Come out now in the name of Jesus. All Orishas, all Loas, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, I break the power in the name of Jesus of all the Aztec and the Mayan gods. In the name of Jesus, I break your power in the Incas and the Toltecs. In the name of Jesus, Quetzalcoatl, all winged serpents from every culture. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out, Cernunnos, come out. All gods of the underworld, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, the Most High God, I speak death unto these gods and command them to go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command Set to go, Steady to go. In the name of Jesus, Osiris, Cernunnos to go. I command Oxun to go. In the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Sun gods, moon gods, star gods, animal gods, all animal spirits, come out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. That worship creation instead of the Creator. I break your power in any form. You've got to go in Jesus' name. Say, I repent for my ancestors and even myself for any ancestor worship, for being tied to dead people. And I break those curses and command those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Now come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that of the day of the dead, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in every culture. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, that of Mardi Gras, that of Carnival. In the name of Jesus, in any culture, I break your power in the name of Jesus. All Babylonian spirits, come out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Nimrod, Semiramis, Tammuz, by any name, Osiris, Isis, Horus, I break your power. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, go.
in the name of Jesus. All Shakti in the name of Jesus. Even that's come in by Kundalini out of the church in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Counterfeit Holy Spirit. Go. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go. That is coming in from the laying on of hands and the transference or laying on hands suddenly or submitting where they shouldn't have. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every blocker now, I break your power. I break the power of every blocker in this area. In Jesus' name. Self-idolatry. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. That made idol out of emotions. But you don't know how I feel. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. You don't know what they did to me. Say, everybody say, I forgive.
I forgive.
I release everybody.
I release everybody.
I repent, Lord.
I repent, Lord.
For making myself an idol.
For making myself an idol.
By believing that I didn't have to forgive.
That I didn't have to forgive.
That I didn't have to release.
That I didn't have to release.
That I could be offended.
That I could be offended.
That I could let the sun go down on my wrath.
Let the sun go down on my wrath.
I repent, Lord.
I repent.
I release everybody.
I release everybody.
Of all unholy judgment.
All unholy judgment.
I charge nobody.
I charge nobody.
No man.
No woman.
No system.
No system.
No government.
No government.
With anything. I release them all.
I release them all.
I put all their sins.
I put all their sins.
Along with mine.
Along with mine.
On the cross.
On the cross.
Where you took them, Lord.
Where you took them, Lord.
And I thank you for that.
And I thank you for that.
Your cross.
Your cross.
Your blood.
Your blood.
I've received.
I've received.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That it's good for others too.
It's good for others too.
So I want people saved.
I want people saved.
I forgive everyone.
I forgive everyone.
If they're alive.
They're alive.
I ask you to bless them.
I ask you to bless them.
Show them your goodness.
Show them your goodness.
If they're dead.
If they're dead.
I hope they made heaven.
I hope they made heaven.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For my terrible words.
For my terrible words.
As I forgive them.
As I forgive them.
For their words of death.
For their words of death.
I ask you, Lord, now.
I ask you, Lord, now.
To show me anyone.
Show me anyone.
I need to forgive.
I need to forgive.
Now, same thing. Under your breath, start letting them go. Start letting them go. Let them go. Let them go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All that unforgiveness, all that bitterness, all that anger, all the resentment, all the stubbornness, in the name of Jesus. Stiff-necked spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of their necks in the name of Jesus. You let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let God's children go. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. All those serpents, all you pythons wrapped around their neck, you divinators, in the name of Jesus, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, you that have choked off the Word of God, in the name of Jesus, I break your power. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Now, even the sickness and the illness and the infirmity that's been caused, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from the tormentors, for not forgiving the brothers from their heart, for not forgiving from their heart, I break your power. Let them go. Come up and out now in the name of Jesus. We pull up the bitter roots in the name of Jesus. Say, I forgive those that have rejected me and for putting them in a place of power that I've let their rejection negate the fact that you never reject me. That you love me, Lord. So I break the power of rejection. I pull up the root. I thank you, Lord, for drying up the pool of bitterness. That sweet water replaces bitter water. Your river of life dries out that river of death. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the marine spirits involved in this too. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. All that bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, hatred. I break your power. Go, 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 go. Resentment. In the name of Jesus. But you don't know what they did to me. Jesus died for it. Now go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus to their minds, their will, their emotions, their physical bodies. In the name of Jesus, right now, we drive out infirmity. In the name of Jesus, we drive out. Listen, if you're stuck, I'm just looking. If you're stuck here, get engaged. You got to breathe. If you know, listen to me. If you know, don't hinder your deliverance. If God is working on you, if you're hearing this, just be in agreement. You could be living in a lie and don't even know it. But if you'll get in agreement and just participate, you might get delivered to some things you don't even know you needed delivered of. But if you're just stuck, so it takes some action. So I'm going to ask you that if you're going to be involved, breathe. Don't hyperventilate, but take deep breaths. If you go to cough, cough. If you go to yawn, yawn. Doesn't matter what your neighbor's doing either. Listen, just let them go. Get out of agreement. I bind that that is causing people to halt. I bind that that has people stuck. I break your power in the name of Jesus. And I command those spirits to come out. Loose God's people. Don't go anywhere else. Be right here for this moment in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Yahweh, the deliverer. Jesus, our great deliverer. He is the deliverer that comes from Mount Zion. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, Lord. Don't listen to me. Don't get off and pray. Just get delivered right now. And just get in agreement. Say, if it's in me, listen, if you're in agreement, say, if it's in me, I don't want it. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be a great witness. So I agree that all demons whose legal rights have been broken by my repentance through the blood of Jesus have to leave now. All squatters, everyone, the Lord wants out. Has to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Come on out, all you squatters now. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. You send your word, Lord, and heal and deliver them of all their destructions. I break the power of the destroyer. I break the power of the destroyer. I break the power of the destroyer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we break your power, Apollo. In the name of Jesus, don't go by any name. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, I repent for witchcraft, sorcery, divination. By me and my ancestors. By word, by deed, by ritual, I repent for all manipulation, all seduction, all bullying, all dominating of other human beings. I forgive those that have done that to me. I forgive my ancestors that did that to other people. I forgive the other people that did it to my ancestors. I break the cycle of witchcraft in the name of Jesus, of control. Forgive me, Lord, for controlling others, being a control freak, fear of losing control. Forgive me, Lord. I repent for all the cultural witchcraft in the name of Jesus that's in my bloodline. In the name of Jesus, I break these curses. I break the power of the rituals. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me. Cleansing my bloodline as far back as needed. In the name of Jesus. Father, I break the cords of control off of me. I am not a puppet. I break every unholy soul tie with everyone that's done witchcraft against me. I repent for the things I watched, what I participated in, what I've listened to, what I've read. In the name of Jesus, I send all foreign souls where they belong. I call my soul back to me by your promise that you would restore my soul. Cleanse my soul. Make me whole. Now every spirit that with witchcraft, sorcery, you have to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Voodoo spirits, come out now in the name of Jesus. Voodoo, hoodoo, root magic. bone work in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Santeria in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Appalachian magic. Powwow magic. I break your power. Celtic magic. Norwegian magic. Nordic magic. Germanic magic. Go, 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 go. I break your power. Asiatic magic. I break your power. Witchcraft. Sorcery. I break your power. Domination. Bully. Manipulator. Seductor. Go, go, go. Leave God's people. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of every hex, vex, spell, curse, charm, incantation, ritual. In the name of Jesus, every ligature. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the runes. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go. Go! Everything's buried. Every effigy image assignment. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that erases every pentagram placed upon God's people. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. These are not chalices for demons. We break every chalice that's been placed in the name of Jesus. I speak it through in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I take them out of the cages where their souls have been hunted by witches. We pull them out of those cages in the name of Jesus. Where they've been swallowed up by the enemy. We pull them out of his mouth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, every original spirit, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, all spirit guides, all spirits in mouth. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. In Jesus' name, incubus, succubus spirits, spirits that come in the night. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Spirit of the nightmare, I break your power. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, get out. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, nightmares, terrors, night terrors. I break the power of Lilith. In the name of Jesus, Lilith, go. In the name of Jesus, Lilith. In the name of Jesus, every night owl, every street owl, go, 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 go. I break the power of the little creatures, the elves, the gnomes, the fairies, the trolls. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Get out. In Jesus' name, little men of the woods. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Leprechaun, by any culture, I break your power, you little imps. Those that trouble the people of God, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Little tricksters, I break your power. All the tricksters, let them go. In the name of Jesus. Mischievous, I break your power. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I just bind you and break the power of sarcasm too now. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. All sarcastic spirits, let them go. In Jesus' name. Now say, Father, I repent for all sexual sin, all perversion, all immorality. By myself, by my ancestors, I forgive everyone that's ever touched me inappropriately, whether I wanted them to or whether they violated me. Forgive me for how I've reacted. I ask you to cleanse me. I receive my forgiveness. I forgive those people. I break the ungodly ties in Jesus' name. And I command those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. All unclean spirit now. All unclean sexual spirits, come out now. Everyone Jesus ordains today to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go. Adultery, fornication, masturbation, homosexuality, bestiality, I break your power. Sodomy, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Unclean, I break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, if you're a female in here and you've had sex with men that aren't your husband, then even scientifically they're seeing that the seed of that man is in your DNA. Let's ask God to remove and destroy that if he's not your legal husband. So that, and we won't break that tie, but we'll believe God for a physical thing here as well too. So say, Father, forgive me for any sex outside of marriage. And listen, if you're a male, go ahead and pray that God would go on and remove that seed, the DNA from the women. So forgive me, Lord. I ask you to destroy any DNA that doesn't belong in my body. Or in the other person's body. In the name of Jesus.
I give you permission to destroy that in my body and make me whole. To repair my DNA and to rewrite my cellular memory. You can do it. I believe in you. Now take a deep breath. Spirit that works that DNA in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out of God's people now. In the name of Jesus. All perversion. In the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. I renounce and divorce all spirit spouses that I've engaged with, that have engaged me, or that my ancestors did. I break these covenants in the name of Jesus. And I command those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out. Every spirit spouse, I break their power in the name of Jesus. You marriage destroyers, you that destroys marriages, I break your power. Asmodeus, 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 I break your power. Spirit spouses, in the name of Jesus, you that block people from getting married, you that bring trouble into marriages, I bind you, I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus. You that have in the night season, I break your power. You who sit on the chest, I break your power. I break the power of the vampiric spirits. That would suck the life out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, that would suck the life out of God's people, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, that in the name of Jesus called sleep paralysis, I break your power, you lying demon. Get out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out of their throats. Come out of their hands. Come out of their eyes. Come out of their ears. Come out of their mouth. Come out of their private parts. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pull all the unholy body parts out. We pull all the unholy body parts off in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, you made every bit whole. In the name of every whit whole. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, Father. And also repent for broken covenants. Lying. Cheating. Stealing. Divorce. Cheating in business. Moving property lines. Uneven scales and balances. I repent for gossip, murder, backbiting, slander, abortion, passing children through the fire. I repent for me and my ancestors, and I break these curses in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Murder, backbiting, slander, gossip. I break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. All unholy judgments, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Abortion, miscarriage, go. Death in the womb, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Guilt and shame and blame, I break your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Go on out. I'm going to say migraines. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Every covenant with death broken. In the name of Jesus. We're in a new covenant. Life in the Spirit in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for it. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Raise your hands to heaven if you would, church. Father, thank you for your people. Thank you that they came willing to do battle. Thank you that you came to meet them. Thank you that you love them. Thank you for your love poured out. Thank you, Father, for blessing them. Bless them, Father. Bless them with wisdom and revelation and knowledge and understanding, Father. Bless them. Pour out your Spirit, perfect love that casts out fear. Let your blessings overtake them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for a good night's sleep for them. I pray healing for physical bodies, and I thank you for testimony that comes forth tomorrow and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to... Normally I did it first, but I hit the ground running. So, it's 9:45. We call it lights out at 10 o'clock. Just be cognizant of your neighbors that are trying to sleep. Okay? Don't have a Holy Ghost party in the hallway. if you're in your room, be quiet. No food or drinks in the room. Bottled water is okay because we're in the country. We get bugs. Okay, so we don't like bugs. We don't like demonic bugs. We step on scorpions and serpents. So anyway, if you'll honor those things. And we have prayer in the morning at 6 o'clock. You've done battle tonight. Okay? Show up tomorrow morning. That prayer in the morning will be individual prayer. We'll probably gather you up as a group and go and repent for some more if the Lord brings us some things to repent for. And then we'll sit down and we'll have teams here in the morning. And you'll be able to come and get individual prayer. Okay? So it'll be here. We start at 6. We'll be in there praying. We'll come out probably at 6:15 or so. But get here and start repenting. Ask the Lord tonight. I mean, if He starts, you want to be free? It's repentance. Nobody, listen, there were demons coming out of people all over this room tonight. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Hey, I don't mind getting delivered myself right up here. Thank you, Father, what He gave me. Okay? Listen to me. One of the biggest things that you have to learn to do to win to live a victorious life in Christ is to crucify your flesh. Nobody wants to get up at 5:30 in the morning. Very few. There are some gifted ones that have the discipline and they get up in the morning that way, but most people don't. It takes a sacrifice. But I promise you, if you sacrifice unto the Lord, He'll bless you too. Amen? So come in the morning. As you go through this weekend, don't check out on any given service, okay? I'm going to be here for this one. Listen, I'm going to tell you straight up. When we're up here in the morning, if there's an open chair, take it. God's not a respecter of persons. He's going to work through whatever the teams end up being. You just go to the open chair. Now, if somebody refers you to somebody else, then that's okay. But don't come thinking, well, this one's got more than that. That doesn't work. Just come expecting Jesus to them, because it ain't us. It's Jesus. He is your strong tower, and He is your righteousness. So crucify your flesh. Get up. Believe God for that tonight's sleep. I pray that over you. I believe it. He's going to give you a great night's sleep. You're going to wake up ready to go tomorrow. And then just be faithful to make every service. Okay? Because let me tell you something. The one you miss might be the one you needed. Okay? It might be. So let's just be strong in the Lord, the power of His mind. Okay? Is there anything I missed, ladies? All right. Well, they said it's good. That's what God said when He created everything. So it's good. God bless you. Good night.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.